Paul, first of all, delighted to see you in Letterkenny. Have you visited Donegal before?
No, I haven't. I haven't, unfortunately. I was only chatting about it with my wife the other day. We haven't been to Connemara and we haven't been to Donegal yet. And we're generally good in the west of Ireland. We spend a lot of time in Kerry. We spend a lot of time in Clare. But we haven't been up this side yet.
Right. Well, you're here, obviously, as to come see the kids at Letterkenny Rugby Club. And Brendan Kelly here at Kelly's Toyota, you're involved with Toyota. So it's nice to see you here. You've met a number of kids there. Letterkenny, Donegal, wouldn't be seen as what you would call a rugby hub. So we see it as very important for somebody of your stature and obviously your rugby experience to come here and talk to the younger children.
Yeah, well, look, there's so many places now throughout throughout Ireland that wouldn't be considered rugby hubs, that have rugby clubs, that have big, minis sections and underage sections where there's loads of kids playing. I met Ivara, which would be in the Dingle Peninsula, and Kerry have a rugby club now. It's everywhere, and certainly I suppose a big thing is for kids to meet people that play with Ireland or play with Munster or play with Ulster or whatever. And so we've had a real nice day, met a lot of the minis today, and met a few of the older guys as well. I met a guy in there that's a prop forward that I'd say could be playing for Ireland in a few years, judging by his physical shape and condition. So it's been a really nice day and nice to meet the kids.
Good. Let's talk about yourself. How's the injury at the moment? When can we see you back in action?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm hoping to play in the next few weeks. I'm not sure exactly when, but I've no injuries at the moment. Well, nothing that's keeping me from training. I have a few niggles that I always have to monitor and keep an eye on.
And obviously the Heineken Cup's crucial, a return for that.
Yeah, well, look, it'll be great to be back for the Heineken Cup and to be back and to have games under the belt is the big thing. You know, you need to have as many games under the belt as you can so you're match fit and you can do all the training you want, but until you're playing matches, you don't really know where you are fitness-wise. So, hopefully should be back well in time for that.
What's the feeling like in the Munster camp this season and what's your ultimate goal for the season ahead?
Yeah, well, the goal is always to win the Heineken Cup. That's always the goal, you know, no matter how strong we are or how weak we are. We're in a bit of a different place now. I mean, I suppose a lot of the old guard have moved on, and particularly with Rog moving on last year, it's a real sign of change for us. But we started quite well. You know, we haven't played the two strongest teams in the competition, certainly in Edinburgh and Zebra, but we started really well and played some really, really good rugby, gotten two bonus points. Boys are playing Treviso again tonight, and there's good confidence there, but it's a little bit muted as well. Unfortunately, Tommy O'Donnell, who was probably our best player last season, picked up a bad injury last week in his knee and could be out for a little while. And, we just don't have the strength and depth that maybe we had before, so we can't be affording to lose guys like that. So, there's a muted confidence there, and hopefully we can do something. I mean, the Heineken Cup is all about navigating your way through the pool stages, trying to grab as many points as you can and trying to get out the other side. And, once you're through to a quarterfinal, anything can happen.
And obviously the Heineken Cup was crucial for European rugby, and there's been a lot of talk over this last number of weeks about the French and the English clubs moving away. The dust is sort of settling a wee bit. There has been a meeting and they're going to meet again on it and sort of make a decision over the next four to 6 weeks. But it's very, very important, especially for Irish provinces, that the English and the French clubs stay in this competition.
Ah, absolutely. Look, the Heineken Cup has, probably the success of Munster in the early 2000s is what really sparked a lot of interest in rugby in this country, and it led to a successful Irish team, and Leinster now are incredibly successful. Ulster, a very strong team, coming force now. They're in the Heineken Cup final the year before last. So Heineken Cup has been massive for rugby in Ireland, and massive in terms of generating interest in rugby. You know, I don't think you'd see the numbers in all the underage sections that you do if it hadn't been for the Heineken Cup. So for the future of rugby, both from a revenue point of view and from an interest point of view, Heineken Cup is massive for Ireland. So I don't know the details. It's very hard to know when guys come out of meetings and make statements. It's very hard to know what's actually going on in the meetings. So I'm not aware of what the situation is or how good or bad the situation is, but hopefully they can come to some agreement.
let's reflect back briefly on the Lions tour. It was sort of an up and down tour for you, obviously. With the injury, you couldn't get playing in that final game. It was, in a way, it was frustrating, but also it was a joyous moment being part of a Lions pack that took victory away from home.
Yeah, it was very frustrating to get injured, but that's life. It's part of rugby, and there's nothing you can do about it. But I thoroughly enjoyed the tour. It was really well run. You know, we got on very well, coaches, staff, players, you know, it's a big career highlight for me. I mean, it's not ideal. I'd love to have played in all three tests and played 80 minutes of all three tests, but it just didn't happen, and that's life. But I still really enjoyed it, and I'm very proud of the fact that we won a test series.
Were you, your role when you weren't playing, what did that consist of? Were you in a sort of advisory capacity, or...?
Not really. I mean, it probably with Ireland or with Munster, I would have probably been probably a little bit more involved. But at Lions level, you have so many high class players and leaders that, you know, guys were well able to run the ship on their own, and guys just want to get on with their own thing and do their own thing and be left to their own devices. So I had a bit of a social, I was there in a social capacity really for the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, and looking forward to 2017, what's your hopes for the tour in New Zealand? Can you be part of that as well, Paul?
I would highly doubt it, highly doubt it. I mean, look.
In any sort of capacity would you like to be part of?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I'd say I'll probably be there in a social capacity again, continue my last 2 weeks, but... you know, my plan is to try and keep playing till the next World Cup and play at a high level if I can. So we'll see after that.
And you'll get a crack at Australia this year because they have to come to the Aviva in the Autumn Internationals.
Yeah. And look, you know, we've a big changeover of staff now in the Irish setup, and it's been an exciting few weeks. We're into camp actually on Sunday morning up in Carton House with Joe Schmidt and his new coaching staff. So. So it's an exciting time. We're looking forward to the autumn.
Yeah, and obviously Six Nations up there, high priority for Ireland next year as well, and looking to build and improve on 2013.
Yeah, you know, obviously with a disappointing Six Nations last year, and but one of the big things that did come out of it was a lot of new players got blooded, and I think Joe Schmidt will benefit from a lot of the decisions Declan Kidney made, because there's going to be a lot of competition for places now in the Irish squad. And in my experience in Irish squads and Munster squads down through the years and Lions, competition for places makes people better. It makes people perform better, train harder, and leads to a much better environment in the squad. So so I think heading into the Six Nations and these Autumn Internationals, Ireland are in a good place.
And finally, just on the captaincy of Ireland for the next term, your thoughts on that?
I don't know. I mean, you know, it's probably passed me by a little bit, but you know, I thought Jamie got an unfair time of it last season. It was you know, there were so many injuries, and it was a tough time to do it. And he has an excellent record with Leinster, and obviously if Brian's still there, there's a lot of other young leaders there, Johnny Sexton, Sean O'Brien, all these guys. So so Joe Schmidt isn't short of people to do the job anyway.
Yeah. Paul, many thanks for talking to Highland Sport, and enjoy the rest of your time in Donegal.
No worries, my pleasure.